It's been more than a quarter of a century since the AIDS pandemic began, but still many people who are HIV positive face discrimination. One such group in Africa is women who are pregnant or who would like to become pregnant. The fear is that they may pass the AIDS virus onto their children. Some women say they've been pressured or even forced not to have children, even though their babies would probably be born healthy. Anders Kelto has the story.
On the eastern side of Kenya's capital, Nairobi, is a sprawling slum called Uhuru. Dirt roads run through a maze of shacks. Down a narrow path, Lillian Akoth stands in the doorway of her metal shanty. Like many women here, she's HIV positive. A number of years ago, she got pregnant. She says her husband didn't want her to have the baby. He didn't want a child with HIV. When she said she wanted to have the baby anyway, he beat her. He punched her in the stomach many times. She miscarried.
Did your husband know that it was possible for you to have a child that was HIV negative, even though you were HIV positive?
She says he didn't believe the baby could be HIV negative. He said she was cursed, and the baby would also be cursed. His family said the same thing. Lillian's experience was extreme, but the problem she faced, the assumption that she would have an HIV-positive child, is common in Africa. Mitch Besser is an American obstetrician now based in South Africa. He says many people in Africa aren't aware that HIV doesn't have to pass from mother to child.
Most babies are born HIV-negative, and with effective interventions, essentially all babies can be born HIV-negative.
Besser has founded an organization called Mothers to Mothers that helps women get those interventions, HIV testing, and antiretroviral drugs to prevent the virus from spreading to the child. Carol Mutune is a counselor with Mothers to Mothers. She says there's another reason HIV-positive women are pressured not to get pregnant. People in their communities fear the mother will die and leave the child an orphan.
So they are like, even if this baby is born negative, they'll be left to take the responsibility of that child. Because when you are not, they will take care of the child.
Yet Mutune says it's not fair to assume that the mother will die. In many parts of Africa, antiretroviral drugs are now widely available, and many people with HIV are living long and healthy lives. Still, some doctors act as though that's not the case. Ruth Adiambo is also a counselor with Mothers to Mothers. She says physicians often tell HIV-positive women to get tubal ligations.
Because they don't want you to get another baby because they believe that you are going to die. I think it is lack of information, and they still practice the things that were being practiced in 1980s or in 1990s.
Across the continent, there have been organized efforts to prevent HIV-positive women from having children. In Western Kenya, an American organization is paying poor women with HIV to go on long-term birth control. In Namibia, several doctors have been accused of sterilizing HIV-positive women without their consent. And in Uganda, the government is considering a bill that would make it a crime for people to transmit HIV, including mothers who infect their children. Supporters of these efforts say it's irresponsible for HIV-positive women to get pregnant, when many of them still don't have access to antiretroviral drugs. But AIDS activists say that instead of pressuring HIV-positive women not to have kids, we should be working to ensure that everyone has access to treatment. Back in Nairobi, Lillian Akoth says that after her first husband beat her and she miscarried, she got a divorce. She says she married a new husband who was supportive of her desire to have kids. She got pregnant, took her antiretroviral drugs, and now has two boys. Teddy is 2, Kevin is 4. Neither has HIV. But Lillian faces one last challenge. Most of her family doesn't believe the boys are actually HIV negative, but she's confident that, in time, they'll believe. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto, Nairobi, Kenya.